Mission Mayor Nory Gonzalez Garza cites infrastructure, public safety and growth as re-election priorities. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Mission, Texas. Mission Mayor Nory Gonzalez Garza said infrastructure improvements, economic development and public safety have defined her first term and remain her priorities if re-elected. Gonzalez Garza said one of her proudest accomplishments has been establishing the city's first collaboration with Mission Consolidated Independent School District to address long-standing drainage issues. There have been a lot of accomplishments here in the city of Mission, she said. What I'm most proud of is our collaboration with Mission CISD. She said joint drainage projects are underway on Citriana Drive and near Bryan School, locations that have historically experienced flooding during heavy rain events. Gonzalez Garza said she also hopes to develop similar partnerships with Sherryland ISD. Among the projects she wants to continue is the Taylor Road expansion. Phase 2 is underway, and a future Phase 3 would connect Taylor Road from U.S. Highway 83 to 7 Mile Line. It's a huge project, she said. It's going to be many, many years. I want to be here to at least get it started. If re-elected, Gonzalez Garza said her top priorities are ensuring sustainable water, power and drainage systems. She said the city is designing a new water treatment plant and has submitted applications to the Texas Water Development Board. Mission is also pursuing a reclaimed water program for irrigation, exploring additional groundwater sources and evaluating reverse osmosis technology as part of its long-term water conservation strategy. Gonzalez Garza said Mission is positioned for significant economic growth with the anticipated opening of the Anzaldúa's International Bridge to commercial traffic. This is going to allow commercial trucks to go from Mexico to the rest of the United States, she said. We're already getting a lot of phone calls and inquiries about cold storage, warehousing, offices, commercial areas, fuel stations and all kinds of things. She also cited transportation projects, including a recently awarded $2 million grant for the reconstruction of Holland Road. Another priority is extending Los Ibanos Road from the expressway to Military Highway through a partnership with Hidalgo County. We're currently working on the design phase because it's important to have projects that are shovel-ready, she said, noting that construction-ready projects are more competitive for Metropolitan Planning Organization, state and federal transportation funding. On public safety, Gonzalez Garza credited the Mission Police Department with reducing crime through investments in technology, including drones, body cameras, upgraded vehicles and equipment. She also praised the city's emergency medical services program, saying response times are below the national average and the department has reached the point of breaking even financially. She said Mission is evaluating interfacility patient transportation as a future service that could generate additional revenue. Addressing affordability, Gonzalez Garza said attracting higher-paying jobs is essential. The key to that is having better-paying jobs, she said, adding that cooperation with local school districts and the Mission Economic Development Corporation is critical to workforce development and recruiting employers. Asked about the legacy she hopes to leave, Gonzalez Garza said her focus is on strengthening the city's financial foundation. Our audits have come in well, she said. I know there's a perception out there that the city of Mission is broke, but that's simply not true. We're doing well. She acknowledged the city's fund balance is below the level she would prefer but said Mission has strengthened financial protocols while continuing to use the Mission Economic Development Corporation and tax increment reinvestment zones to help fund infrastructure, transportation improvements and business recruitment. The way I look at it, it's the same pair of pants, just different pockets, Gonzalez Garza said.